So I don't know if y'all heard, but I just released a record, a brand new record called Queen of Time. And there's a conversation, there's a couple conversations on there that I was having with my grandmother, my grandma Nancy. And in the years leading up to her passing, I set to recording her whole life story. I would call her up and I'd be like, "All right, grandma, you ready?" And she would keep notes, you know, so that we knew kind of where we were at in the story. And I would keep notes too, and sometimes I would have to remind her. I'd be like, "All right, we were in Austin the last time we talked, and you just started the homeless shelter." And she'd be like, "Okay." And then she would just take off, and she would talk for like an hour. We'd do about an hour at a time, and I have about 25 hours of that. And there's one excerpt on there. It's its own track. It's called "This Too Shall Pass." And it was happening while I was legitimately having a psychotic break, a total nervous breakdown about various things, including the fact that she was gonna die. Like, what the hell? Why is it best case scenario that your mentors and the people that you love, you know, your grandparents and your parents are gonna best case scenario go before you do? Like, come on, right? So anyway, we were talking about that. She talked me through it. That's on the record. But at that same time, I was asking her, I was really getting into that song, Sweet Revenge. And there's another part of the phone call where I was reading her the lyrics, and I was like, "Grandma," she was a preacher later. I was like, "Grandma, just riff at me for a second about revenge. What does it mean? What does it mean to you? You know, just talk to me a little bit about it." And she's like, "Well, I think Mother Nature is the only one that actually gets revenge in the end." So. So thank you, Grandma. So Grandma's on the record, and I had various friends. You know, you know, maybe by now you know when you see me, I like to surround myself with friends who I love to make music with. I belong to the band Hallelujah. And this next song that we're gonna play you, like a big chunk of songs, so almost all of the songs on the record now are gonna set to that end here, that aim. And this next one is one that I wrote with one of my dear friends, Billy Strings. And he was my neighbor at the time. We lived right across the street from each other for a while in Nashville. And we got to writing about, you know, all the people in our lives, and sometimes us too, where, you know, sometimes you just feel like you're making all the right decisions and you're doing all the right things that you can possibly do, and you just get stuck or like trapped by maybe a system that doesn't support you, or a scene that just isn't right for you. And we only wrote one verse, and then it took me a couple of years to finish it. But it gives me great pleasure to be able to play it for you today with this amazing band, who I'm gonna tell you more about as we go on. But you know them, you love them already, I know it.